Now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out.
It is LGBT radio for you. He's Andy Thomas and I'm Mitch McMorrow. And today on the show...
We'll be talking to Colin from one of the longest surviving LGBT organisations, that is Gay West.
And what is alternative drag? Ryan, aka Discharge, will be here to tell us.
All coming today in the next hour, right here on Shout Out.
Andy's Hello. Laughing at my pronunciation Acker. Of Acker.
I thought you said AKA.
Also, well, it is AKA, isn't it? Also known as.
Acker.
Also known as.
And Steph Acker. No, in fact, no, I won't answer that one.
Steph Acker Barnett.
No, I always say AKA.
AKA. So, how are you?
AKA.
That's a very posh AKA.
AKA. AKA. It is. Yeah.
But how are we all anyway?
Okay.
Are we feeling winter yet?
Yeah, it's chilly, isn't it?
It was a nice day though, but I do love autumn. I really do love autumn.
It's time to go for lovely
I like it when it snows.
Time to go for lovely, nice walks in the Arboretum.
You could have loads of snow this winter. The El Nino's the strongest since 1950.
Yeah. Is it? Haven't they said that means it's going to be like super hot summer for the next couple of years or something because of that?
Super cold, snowy winters.
Yes. Well, summer is truly gone.
How do you like the snow?
I do like the snow. I saw the leaves falling from the tree, so it is a sign, isn't it?
It is a sign.
It is a sign. I haven't lived long. I haven't lived this long to not know that that's a sign.
Yes.
So,
it's like have you ever seen those weather forecasting rocks you can get? And it's just a bit of rock that hangs on a string with a sign next to it. And it says, if rock is wet, it's raining. If you can't see the rock, it's misty. And
wow. Where'd you get them, Andy? I want one.
Amazon sell them and
you
eBay.
Could just
and they are hilarious.
You could just hang one up in your garden. You don't just go to Amazon. They'll rip you off.
It says if rock is jumping, it's an earthquake. It's...
Yeah, kind of
rock gone. It's a hurricane.
Yeah, you kind of don't really need a degree to know that, though, do you?
No, but that's the whole point. That's the whole point of it. It's just a bit of fun. But yeah, they are very good. Yeah.
Have you got useless rock weather vanes in your garden?
No. I had one weather vane when I was younger that my grandma bought me for. I have no idea why, but because I've never really. I'm not like into weather or anything, but. I think it's one of those things you thought, oh, we like that and bought that.
I thought everyone in this country was into weather. We seem to be very preoccupied.
Well, I'm always into weather because they get it wrong.
You do.
You look on your app and it never matches what's
never
on your app, does it?
That's so true.
That's why we call them life homes.
Well, listen, we were going to talk about. We've got somebody talking about drag here.
Alternative drag, to be precise.
Alternative drag.
Which I'd not heard of until I saw the guest for this week's show.
Well, can I just say what my experience in Short and Girlies, we've just got a gig in drag as Burlington Berties for somebody's 40th birthday party in Brighton.
Burlington Berties?
Old vaudeville stars who, you know, used to be male impersonators, but actually... They were probably the early cross-dressers and things. So we dressed up and then we learn all the lingo, you know, like what ginger and, you know, what-o and, you know.
But
curly!
Drag as I understand it, is all about impersonation. This is alternative drag.
Yes. So like a Conchita.
Do you have any idea what...
Wouldn't it be something like Conchita?
No.
No?
No, it's... I don't know whether I should say or leave it to the interview.
Like, yes, it could be like a gender neutral.
You know the way most when you think of a drag queen, they come out on the stage and they usually do a load of jokes, take the mickey out of you in the audience and sing a song.
Yes.
And that kind of thing.
Yes.
That's not what alternative drag is.
Okay, well, maybe it's Ryan yeah. Acker Discharge needs Acker. To let us know. What?
Cool.
Well, he'll the be definition on, he'll be on, of alternative drag.
Yeah, he'll be on a little bit later on in the show. And we're also talking to Gay West as well, which would be fabulous. Because yeah. They are one of the oldest surviving LGBT groups around,
and
which
it's,
is great.
Yeah, so it's lovely to have a
Yeah, no, it's not their first time. They've been in several times. It's his first time.
Sorry, folks. I was speaking to one of Gay West, and he said it is his first time, yes. And I've been.
It's a really nice story collected. As well, because they met through Gay West, the two that are coming in to talk to us, which is quite cool. So, right. Anyway, now talking of events. Hello, Steffi.
You've had a hello already.
I know.
You're not getting another one. You feel spoiled.
It's your feature, isn't it? It's out chat. So I'll say hello, Steffi.
Hello, Andy.
We can just skip the feature if you like.
So weird. When you're looking direct at me, I'm at an angle on the other side of the desk, and your eyes are either side of the mic. It looks so odd.
You'll have to take a photo and stick it on Facebook later. So anyway, you're supposed to say lovely to Vardy, you dolly old eeks.
Yes. Oh, Bo Provider, to see Eureka again.
Yeah. Well, no, we'd do Freedom
you
first.
Okay.
Now you've mentioned Polari, we'll go on to Polari. So, right, they're on another, this would be only their second ever
Freedom
UK tour. No.
Oh, no.
Polari. Well, you started with Polari, so now I've changed my, I've turned everything upside down.
Okay, fair enough.
To suit
fair
you, enough. Okay?
All right.
Now, it's at the Watershed, Saturday the 10th
of
August.
There's a reason I'm gay.
You're gay? Oh my god!
Saturday, Watershed.
Saturday, the 10th of October. So, plenty of notice. Polari on tour. Now, ooh. They're right across the UK, and it's only the second year they've done it, and they're getting funding from Arts Council England to do this.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it is fantastic. Now, they're at Cambridge, Cardiff, Brighton, Hartford, Liverpool, Birmingham, Nottingham, Newcastle, Bedford, and they're back in London then. So, they started in London. Now, it's basically, we hope you, London's award-winning LGBT literary salon, Polari, has been awarded a grant.
Ooh.
To fund a national tour. Starting in September and ending in December at the South Bank Centre, the salon's London home, and then obviously they come to Bristol at the Watershed. And as I say, that's on the 10th of October, starting at 7:30. Okay, give me some Polari.
Lovely to Vardy, you dolly old eeks is the only phrase I remember.
And?
Do you know what it means?
No.
You've got some lully lallies.
I bet I have.
Lovely to Vardy means nice to see you. Your, dolly old eeks is your
face. Your face again. Nice to see your face. And lallies are legs.
Oh, right. What was the idea of Polari then?
It actually predates, it goes back to about the 18th century.
Yeah.
If you date it all the way back. Yeah,
I thought you were saying it predates English.
No, it was very much a circus folk type thing.
Ah.
They used it, but it got adopted by especially gay men, when it was illegal to be gay, as a way of communicating and talking about things like their sexuality and sex and the like without anybody having a clue what they were talking about and it's a combination of all kinds of things. A lot of it is backslang. It's like ecaf means face, because that's how you spell face backwards. And there's lots of phrases that we now use that originate in Polari, so
like bona fide meaning bona fide, genuine.
Oh, that's quite interesting. Yep, so 10th of October, get your tickets for the Watershed for that one. Now back to the one I was going to do first until Andy interrupted me.
Well, you told me to give you some Polari. So,
he loves Polari.
So anyway, so this is Freedom Youth.
Freedom
is it?
Youth, yeah. Cool. And that's at the Trinity Centre, and that's this Sunday, the 20th, starting at 4, ending at 8. They're saying, we hope you can join us for the celebration of 20 years of Freedom Youth. Whoa. Expect games, and it's a fancy dress, by the way. There's going to be food, 1990s music, speeches, graffiti wall, and lots of familiar faces, old and new. And they're hoping
you're going to be there.
I am going to be there. I'm one of the old faces, probably. I'm one of the old faces, but yes.
What, you're not youth?
Sadly, that is far behind me, my youth.
That's at the Trinity Centre, Trinity Road, and the postcode for your sat-nav is BS2ONW. BS2ONW, that's the Trinity Centre. That's Sunday. And one event that will be brought up later in the news, so 15 minutes away. The National Sperm Bank is having an event. They need volunteers and people.
I never thought that would make it into OutShout, I have to admit.
That's going to make it into the news as well. But they won't be giving out phone numbers.
So
phone number is 0845226 9193. They need your sperm.
Lovely. Cool. Yeah. Thank you, Steph.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Adele from Fascinating Aida, and you're listening to Shout Out.
Shout Out. LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out podcast.
Bright light, bright light.
That's pleasant,
it's a lovely
isn't it?
Song, isn't it? Yeah, the boyfriend picked that one. That's called Everything I Ever Wanted. And that is the World AIDS Day special version that I think they did with the Pink Singers. It was definitely done with a group, but it's fallen off the edge of my screen to see. So.
Okay.
But yeah, lovely, lovely one. If you go on like iTunes or Amazon or something, you can search for that. So.
Great.
Hopefully we'll be catching up with them, because Ivan has actually caught up with Bright Light, Bright Light when they've been over in the States and the like. So. And of course, they've done Pride
here. He's a jet setter, isn't he?
He's a bit of a jet setter. So.
Anyway. Yeah, so. We have some lovely guests.
So, hello. How are you both? welcome to Shout Out. I know one of you is called Colin. I forgot to write
that's
you.
That's me.
As you.
And I'm called
Colin.
Jim.
You're called Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hello.
Now, we should explain. The two of you are from friends of ours over at Gay West, aren't you?
We are, yes.
Now, give me an idea, because obviously we've had Gay West on the show before, but some of our listeners may never have heard of Gay West. What is Gay West, and how did it all get started?
Gay West is mainly now a social and support group, and
right.
It originates right back to about April 1970, around about that time when
1970. Gosh,
I know,
that's great.
Quite a long time.
It was. Even I was young then. It read two groups. There was the campaign for homosexual equality, and then there was the Bristol and Bath Gay Awareness Group, and eventually they joined to form Gay West.
Right.
And it was mainly to do with, fighting for LGBT rights, etc.
Because in 1970, because it was still illegal, wasn't it?
I mean, and then through the 80s, I think in the 80s it had about 400 members.
Right.
We haven't got that many now.
No.
But and then it's nowadays it's more of a social and support group. Still very supportive, but mainly social. For any LGBT people in the sort of West Country area, we got some members in London.
Yes, we have.
So. And how long have you two both been members?
I joined in November 2009, and Jim here.
It was 2011.
Yeah, so, that time, I sort of landed up becoming, got some well good friends there, but got persuaded to be on the committee. And then landed up now being the chair of the group. So,
fantastic.
Oh. So, ever-evolving roles you've got going on.
I'm trying to think when we last had not you two per se, but Gay West on the show. I believe it was when a particular book was coming out about the group, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what the book was called, but it was all about Gay West.
It was called Gay West.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Robert. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How often does it kind of like go on? What kind of things do you get up to these days? Is it a weekly
meeting? Every Saturday morning in Bath, in next door to the Little Theatre, they have a Rainbow Cafe, which is just a drop-in place. Come in, have a good old chat. It gets very noisy. That's from 10:30 to 12:30. And that's every Saturday, except for when Christmas Day is on a Saturday.
Right,
and that is something that's been going since about 1985, I think.
Right.
And that's absolutely amazing. So anybody, we get a lot of people. We have a lot of members now just walk through that door, got chatty, joined. And then we do, every month we do a pub night. One in Bristol at the Old Market Tavern on the second second Wednesday.
You're
every
not
month.
The ones that always and win the bingo, can... are you?
No, we don't.
No, no, no. We're more genteel than that. And then we do one in Bath every the end of the month, Wednesday, on the sort of fourth Wednesday of the month. That's regular events. And then in between that, we do all sorts of... During the summer, we normally attend with the sort of prides. We do... trips to, we've been to, where did we go, this National Trust places.
Oh,
we've
right.
been on the boat trip, as I mentioned earlier on.
Yeah.
And all sorts of things. Anything that members say, well, this is a good idea. And we'll
so it's very much a kind of the members contribute and come up with the suggestions, the kind of stuff that they want to do. Then.
And one of our major things, of course, is we do a monthly magazine online and also in printed copy.
That's great. Yes. And who does that?
Me.
Ah, Jim.
We do it between us, but I've got the job at the moment of being editor. And,
cool. Is that a way of kind of like, is it designed specifically for the members, or is it a way of reaching out to those that may not be able to come along?
Principally for the members, but any member, of course, will get a magazine, whether they have it online or by post. And it's 12, 14, 16 pages, A5 size, and it's hopefully of interest and topics and a bit of fun.
So can people... put things in so they can get things published in there?
Yes, they can send things in for publication.
Right.
Obviously, we'll vet it to a certain degree.
Yeah.
But we're looking for any contributions that are appropriate.
That's great. Well, we'll get your email a little bit later on.
We've got a very good website which will explain things that... Colin can say more about that.
We did.
And do you do horoscopes? That's obviously the key thing.
We predict an awful lot in life, don't we?
Yeah. Now, talking of members, of course, well, one of the things I spoke to you before we came on air about is obviously Gay West got its name way back in the 70s when terms like LGBT didn't even exist, as far as I'm aware, or if they did, it wasn't well known like it is
openly.
These days, was it? But of course, the natural kind of conception. These days, you know, the way you think about it these days is if you put the phrase gay on the front, it must be male and homosexual.
Yeah.
So is Gay West just for gay blokes, or do you welcome all sorts?
Not at all.
Actually, anybody, LGBT group, you know, lesbians, transgenders, anybody who's straight,
minority,
if you like.
Quite honestly, anybody.
Anybody could be a member.
Yeah. There are quite a few odd, I would say, odd to us groups. Which are totally different, are asexual even.
Yes,
and I think it's very important that they have a place where they can feel comfortable and go and talk and feel within a group that they're welcomed.
Yeah, so not alone.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
We do try.
So, and am I correct in saying you two happened to meet through Gay West?
We did, yes.
I will say yes, we did. Actually, took him away from somebody he met there already.
Now it's all coming out.
And then a good thing about it, if you like. Do you want me to tell?
Well, I had a relationship for 39 years before that, and he died.
Oh.
So, which was very sad, but and this now, since I've met Colin, we've settled down and we're going to get married. So,
that's congratulations!
Beautiful,
yes, on October the 30th.
Yes,
this year?
Yes.
Wow.
Only a few weeks away now.
Congratulations!
And the disappointing thing about that, we thought we were going to be the oldest gays in town, but we're not. Somebody beat us to it, didn't they?
They did. Yes.
So, although I'm guessing you must be feeling a bit like, I mean, me and my partner, we're getting married next year, and I have to admit, I never thought I'd see it in my lifetime. I mean, especially if you remember back to the 70s, you must be elated that it's now a case
definitely.
That you can.
It's a marvellous thing, but the only thing downside about it was he kept me waiting for a day when I asked him.
Oh, did he? He didn't give you a yes straight away?
No, I made him wait.
You made him wait, so yeah.
So do you find,
I'm sure it's worth
do you
it.
Find that Gay West actually becomes quite a good way to kind of, you know, get the kind of support, especially because you said you'd lost your partner, is that why you ended up joining? If you don't mind me asking.
Yes, that's how I went to Gay West.
And I'm guessing, given the fact that you two are getting married, that it all was kind of, you know, well worth it. Did it help you at the time?
I think so. I think you go through a period of total loss. You don't know what you're going to do. And then, you know, after a period of maybe 6 months or something, you decide, well, you can't sit at home any longer. And you've got to get out and do something. So, I started going out and seeing people, which I hadn't seen for years, and then went to Gay West and met Colin.
Ooh, so, and of course, Colin, cause I was talking to you before, you said you recently, well, not recently, but you didn't come out back when you were like in your 20s.
No, I was married nearly 30 years. It was 2008, I was 60 when I actually came out. Yeah.
Oh, so you were married to a woman?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Sorry, I should have said that.
No, that's fine. No, that's fine.
yes, I got, I got three grown-up sons, and there's another story because I'm down to do a story all about that, or tell my story about it in some event later on, but I won't bore you with that now. But there again, you see, and what it was in those days when you used to have the Venue magazine in Bristol.
That's right,
you used to have a little column.
Okay, yeah.
Seen the Rainbow Cafe there, went along, about three attempts before I actually decided to go there, went in, got fairly welcomed by the people there, and this is what we do, all of us now, welcomed in, and that sort of changed everything. But I was had a very supportive wife. My wife, she was the one who knew that I... You know,
yeah.
So he must be gay. Yeah. She forced me to come out. And
if there are other people that are listening that may be in one of those circumstances or something similar, etc., you'd say, you know, come along. It's a welcoming kind of group.
Yes, definitely.
I would. It's one of the best we've had people come along. That said, not just Jim here. There's quite a few who've already come out with problems, even when it was problems with the families, alcoholism or anything like that, come to Gay West, they become welcomed in at the Rainbow Cafe, most of them, and then a lot of them come on to be members, and you've got that link. Right. And also, as you know, nowadays we've got a very exciting new website that hopefully to bring a link into the younger generation as well, and anyone else, because they don't, you know, they might want to meet people face to face. Rather, it's not like a dating club that way.
No, I was going to ask you. Have you done your speed dating session?
But it's, it's where, you know, you can, if you're, a lot of people get lonely and problems.
Yes.
You can go there. I mean, if I didn't go there, if Jim didn't go there, well, we wouldn't be getting married now, and we've had a happy life ever after, so to speak. But that's where I think. It's a different thing than a lot of other groups now. It's where you just come along, be yourself, and hopefully, you know.
So you're chairman at the moment, are you? You're the chairman at the moment.
I am at the moment.
What are the plans for Gay West for the future then, if you're kind of at the helm, so to speak, at
well,
the moment?
I think, I could say in one word, modernisation. But by that I mean because it's such a long... going back a long way group, we got some members in their 90s, and all the changes I'm trying to do is embrace the modern technology.
Website,
because you cannot stand still with anything. We have to move the times. Things are different. The days when people used to just go out socializing are not so much, are they? And
no.
You know, which is amazing that the Rainbow Cafe is still going. And on some mornings we get over, could have 40 people there, and it gets a bit cramped, but it's very noisy. And but that's a good thing, where we have a giggle, or we need to recruit younger members. But normally, as I was saying outside, somebody, when you get to about 40s or something, you might be fed up with the clubbing and all the rest of it, and just want a more gentle sort of relationships and people think. So, you know, that's a way forward, but also embracing on our website, there is a private chat room. So if you're a member, it's like a Facebook page where only members, you can talk to all members, and you can send information to them, but no one else has seen.
So does it cost to be a member of Gay West then? Does it cost to be a member of Gay West?
Oh, very, very little. If you're a member, it's a minimum £15 a year, in which case you get a magazine every month and all the information going on and access to our nice new website.
Gosh. Well, that's going to lead me on to my final question, which is going to be, you know, what is your website? If people are listening going, oh, that actually sounds like good fun, I wouldn't mind
obviously
that.
It's www.gayus.org.uk.
Brilliant.
And also we have an email, which is... same again, it's info@gaywest.org.uk. And you can see on the website is quite interactive. You've got all our events going on to be on there. You can look at, and we got links to about,
yeah, about 50 or so different links. Yeah. Various okay. organisations. Yeah.
Is that the southwest area?
It's, yes. it's mostly, okay. but yeah. there are national as well, and it's generally just to give people a straight link into something without having to come back to us. At the cafe ourselves, we have all the paper literature for people that don't have the internet.
Right. Cool. I'll tell you what we'll do, as we always do with our guests, we'll make sure that we put the link up along with our podcast on our website.
That'd
so those lovely. That are listening, they haven't got a pen handy, can yes. just get to our website and,
that'd be lovely.
And grab it. But best of luck for the future with Gay West, and congratulations. I hope you have a wonderful day when you get married.
Lovely.
And
thank you.
Hopefully we'll have you back on the show again soon.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Now stay with us. You're listening to Shout Out. Coming up, we're going to be finding out all about alternative drag.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Fly high.
Fly high.
You like that song? I could hear you sing along with
that.
Did
you hear me humming away?
Yeah.
Oh, I just think you
just Let Me Go by Gary Barlow.
Just to quickly mention that they've got their AGM, haven't they, Gay West?
Oh, have they?
On the 19th.
Ah, right.
I've just read it in the notes, so I don't think we mentioned that, but they were lovely.
Cool. Yeah, it was really nice. Everyone we've ever had on from Gay West have always been really, really nice people. So
yes.
I don't make it over to Bath very often, so I haven't had a chance to go yet, but I should pop along sometime.
I've been a couple of times, and it is what they say, it's very friendly and welcoming, and yeah.
Cool.
Nice.
Anyway, should we find out what's going on in the world?
Sure.
Yeah, here's the news team.
This is Shout Out News on Thursday, the 17th of September, 2015.
Britain's men are needed to help same-sex couples conceive, according to a report in local newspaper The Bristol Observer. The paper says that the National Sperm Bank is holding a recruitment drive. The bank helps infertile heterosexual couples and female same-sex couples conceive. According to reports, it has just 9 regular donors on its books at the moment, and only 1% of men who approach the sperm bank actually have sperm fit and healthy enough to make it to the donor stage.
A new television service aimed at women above the age of 40 is to launch on Freeview services from the 1st of October, but there is no indication that any specific content for lesbian, bisexual, or transgender women will be included. Your TV will occupy Channel 78 on Freeview across the UK. The channel is owned by Rupert Murdoch's media group Fox and will compete with an already crowded market of channels aiming for a female audience.
The Metro newspaper this week revealed that the British actor Tom Hardy refused to be drawn on questions of his own sexuality last weekend. Hardy, who plays both Reggie and Ronnie Cray in the film The Legend, had previously indicated in interviews that he was bisexual. However, he refused to answer any questions when asked by a reporter in Hollywood.
Jeremy Corbyn was elected leader of the Labour Party in Great Britain after the results of the leadership contest were announced on Saturday. Mr. Corbyn joined a coalition of groups, including LGBT refugee supporters, on a march in central London at the weekend. He has a strong voting record in favour of LGBT, human and civil rights. In an article written for Pink News earlier this summer, Mr. Corbyn hinted that if in government, his Labour Party would seek to tie trade and aid to other countries to a requirement that LGBT people are given basic rights.
The Daily Mirror surprised a lot of people on Saturday when it featured an overwhelmingly supportive front page article on Britain's youngest transgender person. The centre-left paper has a mixed record on support for trans people, with some salacious articles, but others, like this one, have been very sensitively handled. The article featured a 6-year-old who lives as a girl in daily life with the blessing of her parents. She told reporters that she had been unhappy as a boy. The article has so far been broadly welcomed by trans bloggers online.
Peter Tatchell has spoken out in the past week and slammed a continued publication of William Shirer's 1960 textbook, The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, a product of the prejudices of the time. Shirer totally ignores the fate of gay, bisexuals, trans and intersex people under the dictatorship of Adolf Hitler, and instead stands history on its head when he makes the unsubstantiated claim that senior Nazis were gay. In fact, only Ernst Röhm was, and he was killed by the forces voters loyal to Hitler. Nevertheless, the myth persists among religious extremists, even to this day. Pop along to our website to find a link to Peter's full essay.
The hit TV series The Golden Girls debuted on US television this week 30 years ago. The top-rated show ran on NBC for 7 years. It was shown in the UK on Channel 4 and on Channel Pedwar Cymru for Welsh viewers. It documented the lives of four older women sharing a house in Miami. The show was an instant hit with the gay and trans community. And if you're too young to remember just why, then check out YouTube clips. We certainly recommend it.
Ian Dale, a gay political expert, appeared on Sky TV's news channel on Wednesday evening, where he was discussing the following day's papers. Dale picked up on an article in the Daily Mail on the fact that the police are now unsure of the credibility of one of the key witnesses in historical sexual abuse investigations. He spoke of the exoneration of his friend, the gay DJ Paul Gambaccini, who he said had been put through hell for nothing by the authorities.
And finally, a question posed by a reader in The New Scientist this week asks, why is the scrotum of the human male wrinkly? The question and answer page at the back of the journal is the place where answers to many bizarre or unusual questions are pondered, with readers across the scientific community invited to submit their responses. Well, if you were expecting to hear the answer to the wrinkly scrotum problem, then you'll just have to wait. It will be a couple of weeks before the magazine publishes the responses.
For these news stories and more, check out the website at shoutoutradio.org.uk.
Sorry, John, I've got to interrupt there because we just have some breaking news. Our sources tell us that our very own John Deere, a leading light of our youth department, is going to college in London this weekend. John has been a presenter of the Outshout section and news over the last few months, but his involvement in the programme goes back much further. John, we wish you all the best for the future and in your studies, and we hope you come back and report on life in the capital. And now over to Andy and Mitch, who have a little something for you.
Mate, we've got a little something for you here from all of us in the team. We just want to say a huge thank you to you for all your support and hard work over the last few months while you've been here, and all your youth reporting, and best of luck.
Oh, it's a card.
When you're at uni.
Oh my gosh, it's whose handwriting is this? It's really good.
Give a round of applause, everyone.
Thank you, John. Well done, John.
Thank you.
We will miss you.
Shout out news.
National and international LGBT news for you.
This is Justin Utley, and you're listening to Shout Out.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Sam Smith.
Yeah, we love a bit of Sam Smith.
So I don't very often play slow songs on Shout Out because it always feels like it might be a little bit too depressive. But I really like this one. It's a really nice song, isn't
it? It's very beautiful.
It's got a lovely voice.
Yeah, and I think he's doing the Bond theme as well, isn't he?
Oh, is he?
Really? Yeah, I think we mentioned it last week. He's just confirmed that he's doing it. So, of course, the last one was Adele.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, Skyfall.
Gorgeous, that one, Skyfall.
Yes, that's very powerful.
So she hasn't done much since.
She's got a new album coming out.
Oh, has she? She's just had a child, so, you know.
Anyway, we ought to explain the third person is whose voice you probably never heard before. Right. Welcome to Shout Out to Ryan, a.k.a. Discharge.
Hi.
So, hello, how
Hi.
Are you, mate? So thank you so much for coming in. I have to admit, this is a subject that I didn't know anything about until I saw it. Because, of course, we've done drag and that kind of thing a few times. But alternative
drag as well.
Fabulous.
Alternative drag is a new one on me. What is the difference between drag and alternative drag?
Well, I mean, we all come from the same family, so it's all part of the same mixture.
Yeah.
It's all drag, you know, all that. But what I do, if you kind of put it on if you have an idea of it, you've got Britney Spears at one end,
mm-hmm.
and then you got Susie Sue at the other, and I'm more of that than I am of the other. So I'm kind of with what I do, it's steeped very much in in alternative culture. So that's where I come from. It's where I cut my teeth. I started out with a punk collective called Psychodrama, which has been going for about 6 years.
Great.
On the Bristol queer scene.
Yes, yeah. And regularly advertise.
They are. They're great. Yeah. That's how I started. I was co-producing and running the events with Dead Punk Boy and Ant and Maddox, and so I kind of went off from there. But I started out in the goth, sort of goth and punk scenes initially, and it was doing drag and taking cues from performers and musicians and artists from that kind of tradition. So when it comes to drag, for instance, I'm less of what you would say as the established maybe RuPaul school, and more to do with, although he did start out as a punk, I will put that.
Yeah, he did actually.
He did, and he's very ashamed of it, and I think that's really sad, because his best work was during that period.
It was, yeah.
But
so does alternative mean punk, or is that just that's the particular style that you've picked?
That's specifically where I come from, right. So that's my style.
Is it like wonky drag?
It depends. When you say wonky drag,
well,
I
you
mean,
know,
like,
there's that club called Wonky that's supposed to be alternative indie music.
Oh, that, oh right. I think they disappeared quite some years ago.
Oh, right.
No, it's harder and darker than that.
So, right. if someone was to come see you performing, and normally when you say it's a drag show, we pretty much know what to expect.
Sure.
When you come out on the stage, what are people going to see? Because obviously,
so one of the things that I'm often quite known for, my image is very different to a lot of classic drag. So, Don't get me wrong, I'm not dissing that, but it's just not my style. So what I do is a lot more confrontational, it's a lot more aggressive, and it's a lot darker. So I do things like, I predominantly work on the burlesque and cabaret scene for a start, but my looks and my acts channel performers, my great influences like Squeaky Blonde, Peaches Christ, Vincenta Stefant, Phaedra, Phonique. These are performers who take a darker look at things, or take it to a very different space. So my style is kind of, it's steeped in, as I say, like punk culture icons. It's more about availableism. It's about what's to hand.
But
it's
not
about,
aimed at the comedy side. Like
I do comedy.
Do.
Yes, like comedy is involved in that, but it can still be dark.
Right.
It can still be uplifting, but it can still have that thread to it. It can be unsettling, but uplifting.
Mm.
I do performances. For instance, I do a tribute to Kat Bjelland, the lead singer of the Babes in Toyland. I do a performance as the Keres from the Greek mythology, which channels Diamanda Galas.
Mm.
I do live sung performances. I actually work with an amazing band from Bristol called Nasty Little Lonely. If you haven't heard them, they've just got an album about to come out, so go check them out.
So what's your kind of take on all the stuff that's been going on in the news recently? Because, I mean, obviously, I say recently, not quite so recently as perhaps it once was, but there's been a whole kind of, you know, is drag anti-female, anti-women, anti-trans, that kind of side? Is that something you agree with, or do you think
I've talked about this quite a lot? Specifically, I've talked about the anti-feminist aspect of drag, which is very much a thing.
Yes,
it really is.
I would agree.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I think that I've heard the fish joke in relation to women.
God.
One more time, I probably will throw up.
Yeah, no, agreed. And no, you're damn right. You're damn right. I actually did a whole blog post on coochiecrunch.com, which was called Serving Fish or How I Stopped Reinforcing a Negative Image of Women's Bodies. And it actually kind of went viral. The whole thing about that is, we know what you're saying. Mm. We know what you're saying when you say fish. And it's outdated, it's hurtful, it's mean-spirited, and truthfully, it's damn lazy.
And it's rude, yes.
It is damn rude. It's horribly rude. Why would you denigrate your sisters in such a way?
Mm.
Especially when we've all fought so hard to be inclusive and to work together to make this space and to be who we are. And then you're going to talk about women like they're dirt?
Yes.
What is wrong with you?
Yes.
No, absolutely agree.
So if you had to summarise in one sentence what drag is, what would you... What would be your, or is that too hard
one,
to do?
One word, Ryan. One word.
That'd be one word. That's why I said
what
one
I
sentence.
Would do with mine and how I do it. If I had to summarize it in one word, I would say queer. What I do, I like to think, is incorporating a lot of different elements. It's about challenging gender. It's about sending it up. It's about making people feel happy and entertained while also getting them to think about what they're seeing and about questioning their expectations of what a drag performer is. For instance, I could could do something that's very elegant, or I could do something that's really very dark and twisted, where I've got what would look like blood across my face and I'm, you know, pulling stuff out from the ether that looks very dark. So I have a lot of different stuff that I do. And I think great drag, and the best drag performers, such as those who I've name checked this evening, do that. They make you question the image that you're looking at. Mm. And also, you should feel, and this is why I like the term queer and why I use it to identify myself, I feel like queer is a lot more open. It's also a lot more aggressive, which I have no problem with. I like
but
the
it sounds
idea.
Like we're going to have to get you back at some time to have a bit more of a conversation about the whole politics behind it.
But
there is a lot of
very interesting.
Those that are listening, I'm sorry, I'm hurrying you through because we're rapidly running out of time in the show. But those that are listening that kind of you know, want to find out more about alternative drag, or perhaps even want to come see you, are you performing somewhere?
I am constantly performing.
Where are we likely to find
Coochie
out
Crunch,
about you?
Which is at Smoke and Mirrors. If you go on to, we've got a new show coming up on October 9th, which is our Halloween spectacular. That's at Smoke and Mirrors Bar. That's co-produced. Well, I'm the co-producer along with the founder and producer Tuesday Laveau, the voodoo queen of burlesque. She's from New Orleans. We run that bi-monthly. We also have a Christmas show coming up. I'm actually performing tomorrow night as part of the Cardiff Cabaret Club for Fufu LaBelle's show at 10 Feet Tall. So come and see us. We're going to have an amazing show. And
sounds
also,
like I might have to get a reporter along. Come see one of these.
Because
I had no idea what alternative drag was. So,
what's your website then?
Well, www.coochiecrunch.com or www.bristolburlesquefestival.co.uk. Also, come and check out my promotions agency, which is Talk Toxic. That's www.talktoxic.co.uk.
Cool. I'll make sure I get that on a note or on the website for you when we're done, because I wouldn't remember all this. But listen, I'm sorry it's been a little bit quick, but it's definitely sounds like we're going to have you back as a guest again.
Please
but,
do. I
best of luck with it. It sounds fascinating.
So
I'm going to have to come see it somewhere.
We're going to have to do a little feature on
October 9th. Come down and say hi.
Yeah, that'd be good. Right, yeah. So, now stay with us. He doesn't know we're going to do this, but we're going to get John back in for a bit of a surprise in a minute. So don't go anywhere. We're back in a minute.
The Shout Out Podcast.
That was fascinating.
That was interesting.
Could have thought about that for
yes, we need to do a little feature on the.
Yeah, I'll see if I can get along on the ninth. If not, I'm sure one of the guys or girls here can pop along with the microphone. So.
But we won't have Johnny roving reporting anymore.
No.
By the way,
that song is King, Years and Years. I always get asked what the songs are, so I try to say something. Anyway. I'm gonna stop that right there because we were a little bit kind of lying where we just gave you a card, mate. We're not quite that cruel. We had to kind of see you off in a little bit more fashion.
You could see the disappointment in the green room.
For starters, there's a bigger card.
There's a bigger card.
And coming round on the other side should be Mary with a certain something for you. Now, obviously, it's radio, so if you would be kind enough...
Describe this now.
Yeah, you'll have to unwrap it and describe it.
I don't think he's going to... Now, John is starting to cry now, ladies and gentlemen and others.
So Mary might want to take pictures. It's a going away package.
That is John that you're listening to screaming there. I hasten to add. What have you got, mate?
I have a scented cherry candle that I can't.
Every gay guy needs a scented cherry candle.
I'll hide it from like the people in my halls.
I thought you'd have to have something a bit more rebellious.
Oh, what's that, John?
I have a peeler.
Hoping you're doing some vegetables.
Yeah. I thought that was some bodily implement.
Oh, you would.
I also have a can opener.
That came in handy.
Essential, so you can put to the beans on the radiator.
Lots of Tic Tacs.
What does that say? You just ate a curry. Come on, have one now.
Okay. I have a box of Maltesers.
No, we could have had a competition.
What are you talking about, Steph?
Should have held that up to the mic and gone...
What is this?
I need to be better at this.
But now if he does it with Tic Tacs, we'll know what the Tic Tacs
are. That's a little storage basket for your toiletries, because you're going to have a very small room in here.
Yes, and I have a towel, two towels. Okay.
That's so the one can be washing while you're using the other one, mate, yeah?
Okay. I've got to be careful when I'm walking home because I have a parent knife.
No, you don't. You don't carry that when you're walking home because you will be arrested.
Yes.
What was it?
A knife.
Oh, a knife. Oh,
yeah.
Right. Kitchen knife.
It's a kitchen knife.
Yeah.
got to be ready for the streets of London.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, isn't he a bit young for one of them, Mitch?
What?
One of them.
A spatula.
What he's holding up.
It's a spanking stick.
Oh, yeah. Is it a spanking stick?
See, Mary knows what it was.
Okay, so you tell that to the kitchen shop then.
Yeah. Ready for people who want to steal my food.
It's yes. a spatula, yeah.
Be warned. Be
You've
warned
got an alarm
if you're
clock to get
John
up for
Judy.
Your lessons.
Yeah, an alarm clock.
Plenty of batteries. And what's down the bottom
there? Know, the alarm clock, I hope it's a loud one, because you slept through Pride. You can't like sleep
oh
through everything
gosh.
When you're at uni, can you?
And you've got a chopping board.
Yes, Johnny. You are going to cook for yourself.
John, can I ask why you've got so many batteries?
They're for my alarm clock.
Okay. Nod, nod, wink, wink.
Wink. Yes.
So anyway, mate, as I said
and
earlier, it's been a pleasure having you as part of the team, and a best of luck at uni. And you have to promise us that you'll come back in the holidays and let us know how it's all going.
I will.
Oh, you could do phone-ins.
Oh, do phone-ins. Are you looking forward to it? Are you kind of like all packed and ready to go? You know,
it's not packed.
I'm not packed. I'm not that organised, even though I'm leaving tomorrow morning.
And we're going to be sharing the cake in a minute.
Yes,
as well.
We've got a lovely cake as well. So
thank you, Johnny. Well done.
Should we hold
tons
that up to the
nice
microphone?
White icing.
Round of applause.
Aww. Yes.
Anyway, that's it for this week. Do let us know your thoughts on drag or alternative drag or whatever.
And just contact us on our website at shoutoutradio.org.uk.
Next week, we're going to be celebrating a Bivisibility Day. So join us live from 7. But from myself and the team, bye-bye to you.
Bye-bye.
And bye-bye to John. Say bye-bye, John.
Bye, John.
Bye, John.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.